And welcome to season 10, episode 12 of Swimming with a Fish. It is a very sad day, ladies and gentlemen. This is, in fact, our final show. I have decided to take it upon myself to end our glorious 10-year run and start a brand new show all about underwater basket weaving. It's also April 1st, and that's my lame attempt at an April Fool's joke. Luckily, the Chief and the Goon are still on the... You guys are still there, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Thanks. Hi, Chief. Hi, Goon.
Hi, Brett.
Oh, I would never leave you like that. I would do it in an email. Speaking of which, did you guys hear? What was it, Oracle?
30,000.
30,000 people they fired with an email, and it was signed upper management. They didn't even have the ones to put their name.
They have?
They have like 170,000 people. Yeah, is it crazy?
They did this because there's no money?
Well, because they're automating a lot of AI stuff, so they're closing down a lot of things.
Yeah, I have been nonstop doing stuff with AI. I on the regular send these things that are, hey, they're coming for your jobs. It, you know, before they said learn to code, now it's going to be learn to weld. You know, there's nothing.
I'm not sure the welders are all that lucky. So, I mean, you know, eventually they're going to have a welding machine. Let's be honest.
Oh, no. Eventually, nothing is safe. Like, the only thing that they can't do is procreate. And once they can, there's none of, you know.
Then we're done.
Off to the stars.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Would it?
For us? Because I want to go off to the stars, sure.
They have done many different studies to show that microgravity does terrible things to your reproductive system.
Oh, without a doubt. That's why I wouldn't be in microgravity. So let me tell you, right now I am reading, well, I'm listening to the book Project Hail Mary. And the author goes into great scientific detail in his books. And that ship runs at 1.5G acceleration for half the flight, turns around, and does another 1.5G. So I would actually be in heavier gravity, and I would be buff by the time I got there.
Okay, this isn't Dragon Ball Z, where you have... that's not how these things work. And any disparity or change in gravity, when they did the experiments with the jellyfish, messed them up. So anytime you have a change and then you go back to what is considered normal,
oh yeah,
you are messed up. So too little, too much, too bad.
Yeah.
How about I send you on the trip?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll have microgravity, but your companions will be the cast of The View. So you don't have to worry about any reproduction damage.
As it turns out, he kind of addressed that in the thing. It basically, they said that they put them into an induced coma because if they were actually left awake, they would murder each other in probably less than a year. If I was on the ship with The View, we wouldn't have gotten off the ground.
Well, you'd get off the ground, but there'd only be one of you living.
Well, no, because I'd just be tossing them out the window to reduce, drag.
I see the people at Mission Control going, something must be wrong with the med packs. We only have one working.
Well, I didn't think we had anything coming off the rockets anymore. Didn't we fix that problem? That's not things. Yeah. So Oracle is the great evil person this week. They get their reward.
1,000
emails. And it was like your job is no longer exists, effective immediately. Your access to everything is closed. Were they offered severances? They had to provide personal email addresses for follow-ups because all their emails and everything were shut down too. It was like just boom. Ugh, horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. But hey,
why don't they just send them an email that says, get out?
with that voice from the what was it? What's the Amityville Horror?
Amityville Horror.
Get out.
Yeah.
You know, wow. Yeah. That is harsh.
It is very harsh. But you know, it was inspiring for my joke, but that's okay. I feel bad for those folks. And again, yeah, I mean, I'm a software developer. I'm constantly seeing, you know, people roll up, hey, look, I just wrote an entire application. No, you didn't. You asked AI to write it for you. And there you go.
And hey, can you debug it? They look at their shoes, right?
Right. Can you debug it? Do you know what it does?
No, but it's really so cool.
Did I tell you guys about the encounter with HHS that I had?
Well, no. I was part of an early encounter you had, and then that all went away. But is this something new?
Okay. No, this is a continuation. Well, same folks. Continuation. Okay. They found the money. So the project is back. But new leadership. So,
well, I would hope so.
They went, yeah. So they went new stuff. Apparently, all the stuff that they did, all the stuff that you helped with, mm-hmm. all got trashed.
Of course it did.
Yeah, so, I mean, but...
Like most of the things I work on.
Yeah, what happened on Friday, that's why you care, right? So that's...
Every 2 weeks, baby. Point.
Yeah, so they told management, they being the blue folks over at HHS, mm-hmm. that management stated that they wanted to go pure cloud because pure cloud... meets all of the new zero trust that Biden put in, which is not zero trust. It is never trust, always verify. That is what he instituted.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that is a lie. And they're like, what do you mean? And I said, pure cloud is 100% not going to work. And then they said, but we got this mandate. And I said, no, you didn't. And then they said, okay, I'm going to show it to you to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
They sent it to management. It was 100% written by Claude Sonnet 4.6. Because when I looked at it, I was like, I've seen this before. And then I went to Claude and I said, mm-hmm. write me something. And it was the exact same thing. So then I said, write me every bottle. And it was, and I was like, holy smoke. So, and then I looked at its sources. Mm-hmm. So then I had my AI and I said, find the DOD and government directives stating that this isn't true. It listed all those out. And I said, what say you to this? And then I never heard back. But
his kung fu is stronger than ours.
it's so the point is that people are passing off the you know actual directives when they're just asking whatever people in the government are using as their AI companion,
right.
Hey, write me something real quick so that I'm not wrong.
Well, yeah.
So I feel bad because I didn't know. And I gave, you know, with my AI, I was like, I want sources. Then I went and I checked the sources to make sure that I wasn't giving bunk as well. So I could say, hey, I looked at all this stuff. I was even up front. I said, I ran this through an AI to one, verify that what I think this is really is going on.
Right.
And here's all my proof. And they're like, this is horrible.
So you're one step ahead of that lawyer who literally went in front of the court with an entire case that had cited other cases that didn't even exist. And they're like, this was written by AI. And she's like, I did not really say if it was or wasn't. And I'm like, you're the one presenting it, you mook. People are getting caught up with this stuff. It's bad.
It takes away thinking. That is what... That is the holy grail of what everyone wants. I can show up and get paid and not have to use 1% of my brain. This, you know, so soon people will just not show up.
Do you remember a movie called Idiocracy? And we all laughed because we thought it was a comedy and we had no idea that it was a prophetic documentary.
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
It's frightening.
I am surprised Christopher Walken was not there. And it wasn't the Prophecy 5. Okay, that's what confuses me.
I know technically that was Legion, but you know.
No, really. Oh, man.
But still.
So, speaking of Project Hail Mary, which is still winding.
Still number one.
Still number one, what, like 4 weeks in, right? And why is it again? Oh, that's right. It's new material. It's family friendly. It doesn't try to insult your intelligence. It doesn't beat you overhead with a social message.
It's not woke, in other words.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
How will you know when to cheer then?
That's true. You know, I was specifically told that it was very important that the spacecraft that rocketed into the sky a mere 2.5 hours ago was very important that there was a black pilot. This will be the first black pilot to leave the planet. And I'm like, is he a good pilot? If he's a good pilot, that's great. If you hired him because of his melanin content, we're screwed.
Well, and they also have, of course, a consolation prize winner.
They have a woman person.
No, a Canadian.
They have a Canadian?
Yeah.
How did we allow that to happen?
I mean, they lost the hockey game and we felt bad for them, so we let them on.
Which hockey game?
The one at the Olympics.
They lost two at the Olympics.
Okay. I'm okay if they're two-time losers. It's all right with me. Right, Showcat? Come here, baby.
Oh. I was watching, I forgot, I was watching some political show, and they, CPAC is going on right now, or just finished, I'm not sure. They had clips from the NDP, which is the basically the Communist Party in Canada. And those folks were handing out, they all had cards. And your card was basically, you know, well, I'm non-binary, you know, two-spirit, whatever the heck, or I'm, you know, Latinx, whatever the heck. And the cards have, you know, basically, it, you know, we were joking, but they're literally holding on to race cards and gender cards and all those other things. And in order to speak, you had to not have anybody with a more important card behind you. So they kept reordering the people as they got up there. And there's like one white guy and he's at the back of the line because, you know, that's where we end up. Because we don't got no card. And everybody up there, all they were doing was complaining. So people were complaining that the mic was too low or too high or you know, I tried, this card has no value outside of this convention. I'm like, well, no joke. it's like going to McDonald's. And trying to pay with Monopoly money, you know.
Your ideas have no value even inside the convention, but you can speak them. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
So the fact that we actually let a Canadian onto the spacecraft, I'm a little disappointed.
I'm a little disappointed too, but you know, like I said, consolation prize. We don't want to get them too mad up there. They'll cut off the maple syrup supply.
You know, that's why we have Maine.
And Vermont.
And Vermont.
New Hampshire and Michigan.
Okay. Why do we need Canada?
I was going to say we needed it for Canadian bacon, but that's not real bacon anyway. So you're right. There's no reason.
Well, I don't know what that is. When I was younger, I thought it was bologna, but it's not. I don't even know what part of the pig it is. Does anybody? I mean, I'm really curious. I don't know of any part of the pig that's that perfectly round.
I don't. It's closer to ham than anything else.
Yes. If you took ham and you took all the moisture out of it and then you pressed it flat and then you put an inedible plastic ring around it, yes, then you'd have Canadian bacon.
Wow. You make it sound more appetizing than it actually is.
I consider, let's see, I would eat sand before. Canadian bacon. How's that?
And this is, and I'm a man who'll eat scrapple.
See, I worry for you though, because the people who don't like Canadian bacon ground it up and made scrapple. No, that's mean. That's mean to the scrapple people. I've seen scrapple made. I was watching an episode of who's the bald guy who goes and eats weird stuff? Andrew Zimmern.
Zimmern, yeah.
He was in Pittsburgh or Harrisburg. He was in Western Pennsylvania. And they were going to do, you know, they were going to kill the hog and go the whole route and make the scrapple and everything else, right? And he was given the opportunity to put down the hog. He's an avid shooter, by the way. So they made him do a test shot, and he failed. The test shot is they took a bottle cap and put it on the ground, and from standing position, he had to plug the center of the bottle cap, and he was off by like half the width of the bullet. And they went, nope, because we don't want the animal to suffer. So you have to be perfect. And I was like, oh, good for them, you know, because humane slaughtering is important. You don't want to inject all those extra hormones and you know, chemicals into the body of the animal because it will affect it.
Right.
So.
Being serious?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What, if the animal suffers before it dies?
No, I know how that works. Oh. But to shoot the bottle cap and all that, there's so many variables, and it wouldn't matter. There's a reason why you go through lung and heart, because adrenaline can't pump.
Well, they go through the head.
If they're doing back of the head, then you push a button, and you know it's.
Oh, like, do that stunner thing they use on the cows.
Yeah, I mean, how silly is this?
I was just watching the video, man.
If you go from soup to nuts, mm-hmm. and you're worried about that, mm-hmm. then why would you shoot it at all? You get it in a relaxed state inside, with the contraption, and then you push button, and then thing. You know, life is gone.
I would do the Soylent Green approach. I would ask him what his favorite color is in music and make sure he's comfortable.
Make them in a nice orange room looking.
Yeah. Trees.
Edward G. Robinson pig. Nobody's getting this joke other than me and
you and I. Yeah, I know.
But
have you seen the movie, Chief?
What? Soylent Green? No.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I know the story behind it, but okay. I haven't seen the movie. I mean, Joker understands my pain. Okay.
She did. She was just having a discussion with one of the canines.
There's a lot of activity at your house tonight.
I don't know why. I guess because of the lightning and thunder.
They're a little restless. Yeah, we had a lovely storm. It's gonna kick up again in about an hour.
Yeah. Did you get hail? We got hail.
Hail no.
We got hail. Hail yes.
People don't know. That's exactly what you're saying. It's not the other word, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I saw an unfortunate movie that had Steve Austin in it. And it turns out he's not acting. That is just how the man speaks.
Oh, really?
And that is... with whatever Tennessee/Kentucky accent that is. Not if it came out of his mouth.
Okay, when you say Steve Austin, you're talking about the wrestler?
Yep.
You thought of Lee Majors, didn't you?
I did. I'm so old.
Me too. Immediately heard the $6 billion man sounds.
And let's go... So which movie, which of his great movies was it? Chain of Command? Was it?
No, it was
Smosh the movie.
It was The Package.
There it is, The Package, 2012.
Yeah, it had Dolph Lundgren in it, so I was like, it can't be that bad. I was wrong. I was 100% wrong.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I appreciate a man who goes, yep, I saw it, I was wrong.
Oh, that's awesome.
There was better acting while he was a wrestler than there was in this movie.
Ooh, but that's not acting. That's all real. I was told.
Okay, I am sorry for what you were told, but I can tell you 100%
It's
that I didn't believe anything that he was doing. I mean, the wind-up punches, I'm gonna use four band-aids to stitch together where I was, sliced open by a karambit, which so you're talking,
Yeah.
you need like 24 stitches, and you're like, I got four band-aids. And I'm gonna put it on, and then I'm gonna put some rubbing alcohol on it.
That'll make it better.
Oh, jeez.
It was mercy, that's smart.
That's the level of effort people put into it. They had guns with infinite bullets that couldn't hit anything unless the main person was firing it. It was
The
just so
fakery
bad.
was large with this movie.
Then the whole premise was that someone needed a blood transfusion. That's what the package was.
That's the package's blood.
Yeah, it turns out that, I mean, it's 2012, so spoiler alert, but Dolph is dying, and he basically drained his dad, and the only other person that has double helix blood was Austin's character. So
Really?
Austin was trying to clear a debt from his brother, and he thought the package in his hand was the actual package. And then Dolph tells him, "No, you're the package. This is just two season tickets to a football game." And it was
That's clever.
that's how bad it was. And then he goes back to the person who basically set him up, and he's just like, "Yeah, I don't ever want to see you again." I was like, "This." Every, from start to finish, this has been consistently bad.
No, that's wood chipper time.
But yeah, so that's how it went, because they made Dolph look like he was invincible. I mean, he was taking out whole, not mob bosses, but whole, gangster affiliations.
Well, he
So
does have that true Aryan look to him, you know.
I'm looking at the financials for this movie.
Thank you, Mr. Excel spreadsheet. Yes. How did you do?
The package debuted at number 81 at the box office and made $1,469.
That's not in that's in dollars. That's not in thousands of dollars or million. That's 1469. Okay.
Almost $1,500.
That's 95 minutes of people's lives they're never getting back. Wow.
That is just, it doesn't say how much it cost to make, but I bet it was more than that.
1535.
That is what we call a write-off.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah. Wow. Other films by this same director. The Green Street Hooligans, The Debt Collector, Accident Man. Wow,
See, I know those.
do you really?
That they all, yeah, because they have Scott Adkins in it, and
Death Row, The Tournament.
Wrote
I
that
know a
one.
guy.
Boudica.
There's someone that actually works with you, that I know Crotch Goon. You may not know him. He was Adkins' stunt double.
Oh yeah. The he used to do a lot of stunt work on TV. We actually saw some of the stuff he did.
Every time I would point out, I know this guy.
The guy that just fell under the car. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, I know. We hung out before. He's a normal person.
Well, he worked where we did and decided that falling out of buildings was a better job.
Probably so.
Argue with him on, and I'm not judging, trust me.
He was I they took his picture when he was in Iron Fist, and they put it on who I'm told the person now that goes by K's door back when we worked at a particular building.
And she doesn't go by K. I had the wrong person.
Oh, okay.
I'm an idiot. I thought I made that quite clear in the chat that I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but you didn't. You just said whoops. So I have no clue who you're talking about.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of one person, and this was an entirely different person. The only thing they have in common is their first and last initials. Other than that, you know, could be the same person. No, they're not. Crutch is an idiot.
So somewhere back in this conversation, we were talking about Hail Mary the movie.
Oh yeah, way back. Well,
a point was going to be made, but you know that didn't happen.
Come on, that was only 23 minutes ago.
just saying.
When we go off the rails, we invent an entirely new track system, guys.
We seem to have strayed a little from our original topic.
I brought up the Hail Mary only because, you know, the chief was talking about the zero gravity, and they're making a very big point in the book that I'm reading that they've addressed that issue. However, the author of that book, who has written three science fiction novels, two have made it into movies, the third one I really hope they make it because I really enjoyed that novel, I had some comments about the recent canceling of Star Trek. And it was funny. It was accurate. It turns out
he wasn't even wrong.
He wasn't even wrong, and yet he still ended up apologizing, which I was really disappointed in. The whole, I was like, you know, you made some valid points about the current Star Trek and how it really was shite.
Literally
term. And
it's stinky, and it makes grass grow.
There you go. Yeah. So Mr. Andy Weir did have some comments, and he did have a moment of reflection and stated that there is still some Star Trek that he thinks he's, you know, is okay, and but he's has not changed really his opinion about Starfleet Academy, which was pretty much poo. But it was a little disappointing though that, you know, he walked it back, but I get it. He's got to work in that business.
So here's the thing. When we were talking about, you know, the destruction of legacies, mm-hmm. and this is a person who is not affiliated with, you know, the product that is being fed to others, saying that it's trash. It was refreshing to see that the actress in one of the movies is saying, yeah, this is trash. What is it, like 2 months before it gets released?
Oh yeah, what is it, the Supergirl movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it's...
And your statement.
I love the... I know, crypto I post. So one of the things we were talking during the day, the chief pointed out, what is it with Kryptonians wearing ear piercings? It doesn't work because you're supposed to have impervious skin. And I suggested kryptonite earring posts, which would be probably bad.
So if they had kryptonite posts, they wouldn't be able to fly, because being around kryptonite always, you know, basically sapped all the power out of, you know, the Man of Steel while he was still exposed to yellow sun. So Supergirl, who was not exposed all her life to it and has to absorb a lot more, which is the reason why they say she is not as powerful, would not be able to do that still. And if it was kryptonite post, she would be dead.
Right. Period. Very true.
But, you know, she saved everyone a lot of money by saying, don't watch this trash. And as Ronald Reagan said, when they tell you something, just believe them.
Yeah. It's really sad when the response is, you know, hey, we're big fans of this particular genre or this particular canon of characters and stories that we grew up with, and you've made something that we don't like, and their response is, oh, well, you're just haters and you'd never understood the material. And I'm like, I've been enjoying the material since before you were a bad dream in your dad's brain.
Before you were a disappointment to your parents. Yeah.
Right. But
hey, so we're gonna see
if Star Trek is dead.
We're going to see if people truly do learn, because there was a Netflix show It was a live action called Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
And it was so hated because the people were like, well, you know, here's the source material, but we're going to do our own thing. To which even the creator said, I wish I had never done this.
Right.
So that same production company is the one that did One Piece, which is doing very well.
Really? Because they learned the lesson?
They followed the storyline to a two. Like, I was watching it and I was like, I know where it is in the comic. I know what's going to happen next.
There are people who run videos of the anime on one side of the screen and the live action on the other, and it's like, it's choreographed the same. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes.
I'm enjoying it.
So that team went back to that original director who did Cowboy Bebop, because he did another series called Samurai Champloo. And they're like, we would like to do this. But to prove that we have learned, we would like you involved to make sure we don't mess this up.
Please don't let us screw things up.
So there's hope. There's hope. Last night, I also saw that someone just decided, hey, I'm going to executive order this, and let's see what happens. Gunnar, are you all right?
That was Showcat scaring the crap out of me.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need a 911 wellness check?
Tap twice if Showcat is threatening you.
Blink.
Same thing.
If he's we turn your camera on so I can watch to see if you're blinking SOS.
Let's see.
Are you guys aware of what just happened in our country?
Thank you, Goon. Okay, so we had a rocket launch.
And that was yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said what just happened.
Last night.
Last night. Oh, what happened last night? I'm unaware.
Last night, executive order regarding mail-in ballots.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yeah. And wasn't the president supposed to address us tonight?
He's probably on right
now. Yes.
Okay.
He's doing it right now.
But we're recording this and it's more important.
Yeah. So he basically said, hey,
but here's my new president.
Here are the new rules. Everyone who does not follow said rules will not get federal funding. You know, go and be with the Lord. And then turns around. And
so he ended mail-in ballots?
He did not end mail-in ballots. He ended the way that they get validated. He said each person must have Social Security verify that they are ballot eligible in order to receive a ballot. You can't just say, I want, and then someone, you know, shows up and helps you fill it out.
And gives you three of them so you can, you know.
Well, back in the
poster, sure.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, the only people who got mail-in ballots were, like, military folks, you know,
students.
And college, yeah, who just can't go home and vote, you know. So, but yeah, nowadays it's like they hand them out like, well, you take three and you take four and, you know, make sure you sign your name a little different each time.
I think it was 12 minutes is all it took for the first set of lawsuits.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But it's just interesting.
I mean, they'll find a judge to you know, sign something.
But the thing, again, that all the you know, semi-sane anarchists keep saying that, you know, in order to continue down this path, you better make sure that your side wins, because, you know, the other people, as you know, even though they weren't as restrained, all bets are off now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The left has made it quite clear that if they ever get back in power, they will do everything so that they never lose power again. And that literally probably means, you know, anybody who walks across the border gets a voting ID card and told who to vote for because, you know, they don't read English. So,
well, yeah. I would just give them a pre-filled out ballot. That'll be a lot.
It makes it easier. Yeah. And we won't be allowed to buy anything because we won't have that Democrat sticker on our hand or at our forehead, you know.
It's going to be tattooed on the wrist.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, anyway.
I don't know who you heard it from, but hopefully it doesn't come from that.
It's a whole brave new world.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So we have the whole Star Trek thing. I had heard some ideas, which we'll talk about later, at least one idea for a new Star Trek series that I think you guys would watch. So you can listen to the commercials and then tell me next week.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. So are we going to talk about the weirdest story that I found this week?
Oh, the
looks maxing.
Looks maxing.
Yes, it's hard to say, and it's even harder to read about.
Go, please take it away, Crutch.
So apparently, there's an entire subculture, and I use the word culture like, you know, mold spores. That is basically a group of narcissistic, status-obsessed young men. And
so women can't do this.
Oh, it's funny you should mention that. In the article I read, and it's a New York Times article, and I made it through the whole thing without, you know, needing a shower. There was a young lady who tried to get in, and the leader, or one of the leaders of this group, whose name is Brandon Peters, but he goes by Clavicular, because I guess he has perfect clavicles. I don't know. He was very off put by this woman trying to get in. He literally used the line, "My culture is not a costume," which is hilarious for a white dude. I'm just like, you know. But these folks will go to excessive means to make themselves look. Let's see. He's 6'2". He weighs 180 pounds. He has a 31-inch waist. His biacromial width, that's basically the span of his clavicle, from which the 20-year-old gets his name, is 19.5 inches. Apparently, this crap is important. And he has a mid-face ratio, which is derived by dividing the distance from the pupil to the mouth by the distance from between the pupils of 1.07. His chin is a perfect philtrum ratio of 2.6. I have no idea what any of that means, but apparently this makes him so very, very handsome. And I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, I don't know. I think he's average, you know? I mean, but, you know, there are people who...
Giggles told me that they all kind of look like that.
Great. So you said a bunch of weird little male clones.
The clavicular width is like shoulder to shoulder?
Yeah, it's the clavicular, they call it the bicromial width. It's the span of the clavicle, which is apparently very important, you know.
Like, not just one side, both sides.
Both, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm in deep trouble then, because...
You only have one?
No, because I'm almost at 19 with one clavicle to the center.
Oh.
Not going shoulder to shoulder. It's way more than that. Yeah. I got what you call your big, wide, manly shoulders.
Yeah, he doesn't look very manly. He's got that effeminate look. And
it does. It does look like one good punch would knock him over. Don't you think?
Yeah, and
I'm bringing back masculinity. You know, if somebody says something wrong, just punch him.
Right. He's also had jaw surgery to make himself, you know, different. And it's funny. Apparently, they're on top of being narcissistic, they're also racists. There was a African American gentleman who wanted to get involved in the group, and he tried to make looks maxing content and was racially harassed. I was like, wow. these guys are just wonderful.
Wow. But yeah, Nazis.
Yeah. Bizarre little nihilistic wiener dogs. But I'm reading through, I've included the link to the article, folks. It was scary because they've come up with their own nomenclature for stuff. You know, for example, at one point, you know, people are starting to make fun of the language. You know, they I'm height maxing tomorrow. It just means he's going upstairs. I'm like, really? It's like, you know.
Tell him about his view on dating women or even sleeping with women, for that matter.
Well, yeah, apparently he's got a real time and money saving move. When he looks at a woman he wants to sleep with, he just imagines the fact that he's already done it because, you know, he could. I can have her if I want. And that to him is just as satisfying, actually, to taking her out and wining and dining and spending money. And then, you know,
it is cheaper.
It is certainly cheaper.
You can avoid all that pesky rejection.
Well, yes, I know a lot of kids from the age of, you know, 16 to 18 who probably did that and didn't even know it was a thing that you could, we called it a coping mechanism. You know,
he's just bringing me back. That's all.
Right. Yeah. We called it fantasizing, but okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then it turns out, you know, he's, you know, hanging out with Nick Fuentes and Andrew Tate kind of stories and like, okay, this guy is just a piece of, he's just, yeah, I know, you know.
And Giggles told me that they also do something called mewing.
Mewing.
Mewing. That's yes. Where you do this thing with your tongue to help reshape your jaw. And the article that I sent you, there's a doctor in there where they go, well, does this work? And he goes, all of the things that is claimed that mewing does, yet doesn't do any of those.
Right. So the TLDR is it doesn't work. But I'll include that link as well. Because we are all about the information. We are transparent here, folks.
We are here for you.
Mewing. I would have think that's something Showcat does.
So would I. So would she, in fact.
Like, now, Showcat has a very nice jaw. I'm just going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why she's in here, don't you?
Because we're doing a show.
And we're doing a show at a little bit different time.
Oh,
well, this is her this is her bedtime, and the bunker is right next to her room.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we keeping her up?
She keeps coming in here and giving me the evil eye.
Like, are you done yet?
If she could hold up her paw and tap where a wristwatch would go, she'd be doing that.
Oh my gosh. That would be hilarious. I'm going to have to go talk to Gemini and see if I can generate another image. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yes. Yes, please. She is a tortoise shell cat, so.
Tortoise shell cat. Got it.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, we're keeping certain feline members of the auxiliary staff awake. Thank you once again. Happy prankster April 1st Fool's Day and all that kind of stuff. I hope nobody got completely fooled, like hearing that their boss was leaving or anything. Enjoy.
I have one more thing to add.
Oh, what have you?
Yes, sir.
Please, what's going on?
To everyone who's not April Fool and folks, there's a Shag Pesach Sameach.
God bless you. What?
Which is a happy Passover holiday.
Oh, wow. Yes, indeed. Today is the first day, isn't it?
Yes.
I totally forgot. Happy Passover to all. And with that, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by coming this fall to Paramount Skydance, the next chapter in the epic Star Trek saga, Starfleet Ice. Travel with those brave Starfleet officers who put illegal travelers back where they belong using insight, cunning, and a transporter. Starfleet Ice, we beam your butt home. And Emperor Palpatine governs. When petty bickering and politics slow the forward march of our galactic empire, our emperor must take steps to quickly resolve the issues. When the budget committee of the Republican Senate couldn't pass a budget and froze the government, the emperor stepped in and spoke to the members. His fatherly voice and ancient wisdom changed the votes of some of the senators, while others were so overcome they choked on their own tears. The budget passed in the emperor's favor and the government continues. Glory to the empire! And secret lives of geezers. This is what happens when the old guys can't remember what they talked about a half hour ago. See them mumble, stumble, and look confused at the questions being thrown rapid fire at them. See them talk to themselves while trying to remember why they are there. Hilarity ensues, hosted by DJ Biden and Kamala the Clown this fall on your local station. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.